many blessings. Today we're going to be diving into something extremely powerful to help you radically improve your manifestation powers. And this is the effect of your environment, of the things in your space. You're surrounded by stuff, you have clothes, you have pictures, books, right? There's different fragrances and perfumes and essential oils and all these things. They are all either helping you or harming you right now. But before we dive into that, let's just take a moment to think of one thing. What is one thing you'd love to manifest? Just hold that in your heart and in your mind. Just imagine that you walk into that reality where you have attained that which you desire. Your wish has been fulfilled. And you feel the good feelings. And allow yourself to have a wonderful big smile. And just notice how you can relax a little bit more easily. And just breathing that in and letting it flow through your whole body as you breathe out. And just know that it is done. It is done. Feel that it is done. The feeling is everything. So we have things we wish to manifest, and the more you focus on the vibration, the more you feel good now, and the more you can align your life with that which you desire. However, our life, your life, has lots of stuff, right? We live in a society, a consumer society, and it's very easy to get stuff, right? Even if you try not to, someone will give you something. Being a minimalist is almost impossible. So we have stuff, like I'm sitting here in my office. I've got all these books, I've got recording equipment, I've got record player, you know, I've got my sand timer, pictures, clock, right? And if the things in our space are very conscious and purposeful, it raises our vibration. It reminds us of what we want. However, if things are a little bit unconscious, we just kind of have them around, stuff them here and there, something was given to us. If we're not conscious, what happens is every single thing we have has energy. Everything is made of energy. The whole universe is an energy vibration. Everything is energy. So every single object in your space, including your clothes, you know, I have a pen in my hand, a piece of paper, everything has a vibration. And also everything has an association. So, for example, if someone gave you something and that person is very dear to your heart and you love them and you have a good connection with them, then that object can be an uplifting thing. However, if somebody gave you something and you don't like the person and it reminds you of bad memories, having that around your house every time you see it is going to remind you of that association and bring the energy down. Many of my clients, I've helped them with their space because, for example, one of my clients wanted to manifest a new relationship, right? So she'd been in this relationship, she got engaged, and then the guy broke it off with her, right? At the last minute. She was devastated, and she wanted to manifest a new relationship. So I was helping her do these different practices that I'm going to share a little bit today with you. And one of the things she said is, I still have my wedding dress from the failed, you know, the marriage that didn't go through. Should I keep it? I was like, oh my God, no wonder. No wonder she can't attract a new situation because she has this old energy of that old relationship. And every time she sees it, it connects back to being abandoned, not loved, going wrong, right? That energy, can you imagine? Every time she sees that, she re-experiences the trauma of what didn't happen and how that whole thing played out in a terrible way for her. So ultimately, it's good she didn't get married with that guy because he didn't want to be with her. So it was a very lucky escape, really. But the energy of her wedding dress was holding her in a pattern, an energetic pattern that wasn't aligned with bringing in a new relationship. This is a really extreme example. And I've had the same situation actually with somebody else who got a divorce and still had her wedding dress, right? So I said, even though they're expensive and they're beautiful, right? You need a new one, right? It's okay because that's old energy. So clothes have a profound effect on us. The colors of the clothes that we wear. If someone's always wearing black, 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 right? And they feel a bit depressed and it's all dark colors. They might want to try something else, right? Everything has an association to it, depending on our culture and our situation, but it also has a vibration. I recently did a space clearing, which is why I'm sharing this with you. So I spent the last 2-3 days, I pulled everything out of the room. It's a lot of work. I pulled everything out. I tuned into whether or not it's high vibe or not. Then I rearranged it, cleaned everything, and put it back. And I feel so good, right? I've got my bedroom now is only meditation and sleep. There's nothing else in there. Everything else removed, all the books, everything else. So it's got this really peaceful energy. I've been getting such wonderful sleep and having such powerful meditation because there's nothing in there, right? It's so nice to have no stuff. So look around your house, just think about your house if you're not there now, your space. Some things are really enlivening your life, helping you. They're connected to what you want, and other things aren't. The interesting thing about our stuff is that 100% of everything you have comes from the past. Even if you were to buy a bunch of new clothes today, as soon as they arrive in your house, they're now the past, right? That decision that you bought them, the reason you bought them, why you bought them, the energy of it is always in the past, even if it's half an hour ago. But many of the things in our space come from a long way back. And the intention, the realizations that we had then, the desires we had then, the state of consciousness we had then, everything about it is in the past. It's not relevant anymore because we keep changing. So if we want to manifest, if you want to manifest much more powerfully, it's absolutely critical to align your space, your physical environment, with your pure desires. Otherwise, every time you see all the things in your house, you're unconsciously picking up previous desires and previous associations and previous energy that pulls you back into that, so you can't get what you want. And this applies to what we wear, the books we have, the furniture we have, the pictures, the music we listen to, the things we watch, the food we eat, right? Even the food, like for example, if someone drinks 10 cups of coffee a day, they're going to be in a particular state of mind because of that, right? Compared to if they didn't do that. The plants we have or the lack of plants, everything has an effect. So if you want to manifest much more quickly and much more powerfully, then first of all, remember what you want, write down what you want. What is your intention? And then start looking at your space in relation to the things you want. And ask the question, is this thing supporting my highest manifestation? Or is it hindering it? I recently got rid of about 3 bags of clothes. I didn't actually think I had much clothes, to be perfectly honest. This is this strange illusion with stuff. It doesn't look like we have much until you start going through it and realizing, oh my God, look at it all, right? So 3 bags full of clothes, you know, socks and old socks and like old hoodies and different things. Even if they're not very old, and even if I quite like them, is their vibration aligned with where I'm going? What was I doing when I was wearing those things? Right? So tune into this. And I'm going to share with you a little method you can use to make this as easy as possible. And then I'll do another session going into this in more detail, because this is a bit of a big topic. So once you understand the principle, everything's energy, everything's vibration, everything has an association, then you can look at your stuff and feel into your things in this consciousness. And you can tune into, is this raising you up or pulling you down? Is it pulling you into your highest vision? Or is it keeping you stuck in the past? So with that in mind, I guarantee you, and I'd put money on this, that roughly 20% of your stuff is very, very valuable to you. And 80% is either keeping you stuck or pulling you down. You could probably get rid of 80% of your stuff right now, and your life would massively improve. With very, very little inconvenience, unless you're an extreme minimalist and you've already done this. But most people are not anywhere near. So we only use 20% of our stuff anyway, generally speaking, most of the time, and the rest of it just sits around and we use it occasionally. So generally speaking, you're going to have 20% of the things that are actually supportive of you and 80% that isn't. And that 80% that isn't supportive, there is a very low level 20%, right? So you can imagine 100%. 20% is really, really powerful, very good for you. The other 20% is really harmful and shouldn't be in your house at all because it's pulling you down, bad memories, bad feng shui, something that's not helping you. And then there's this 60% of just random stuff that you're going to use once in a while, right? I've worked with a lot of people, a lot of clients, and this is pretty much always how it is. There's the lowest grade 20%, which just needs to be removed right away. There's the highest grade 20%, which you can keep. And then there's all this stuff in the middle. Just generally speaking, if you were to get all of your stuff and put it into piles, right? This is a big job to actually do this, but imagine that you could wave a wand and everything was put into piles. I guarantee there'd be something like this that you'd see. So how can you, in a practical, simple way, go through your stuff? Because this can be a month-long project quite easily. I've taken a month, literally a whole month, to do this previously, and it was a massive mission. I'm very glad I did, and it changed my life, actually. My whole life got better when I spent a month doing this, about 15 years ago. But you don't need a whole month to do this. I'm going to give you the short version now, and then I'm going to share more in the next session. Here's the easy thing you can do to get you started. Start with your clothes. Start with your clothes. So get all your clothes. You might want to wash all your clothes so you have everything. And if you have clothes in the garage or hidden away somewhere, what's it doing, right? You might want to grab all of that stuff, find everything, so you have all of it together. It's a bit of a mission, but you'll feel so good by doing this. And then go through it, and you can use the KonMari method if you like. Does it spark joy? You know, does it hold it in your hand? Does it spark joy? If it does, it goes in the 20% pile. the really high level stuff. If you don't have a good feeling about it or it has some bad association, put it in the get rid of pile, the 20% that needs to go. And what you'll end up with is one pile of really good clothes that you love, another pile of stuff that needs to go to the thrift store that you're going to be so liberated from by getting rid of that. And then you're going to have this other pile of stuff that you sort of all right, not really, you're not sure about it, I don't know about this, that you don't really wear very much, you don't necessarily like very much, but it's sort of useful in some cases. Here's what I've personally done. I've got rid of the 20% that's no good. It's actually in the car right now in bags. I need to drop it off. And what I did is I put the top 20% that I actually love wearing in my wardrobe. And I put the 60%, roughly 60% stuff that I'm not really that into in a box in my wardrobe, like in a plastic tub, a couple of plastic tubs, so that I don't see that stuff and it's not in the way. So when I open the wardrobe, I only see the things that I like the most. And I know there's other good clothes in these tubs. And I can pull them out and they'll probably feel like, oh, these are new clothes. This is great. You know, it's kind of like going shopping without having to go shopping. But the wonderful thing is that it's less. You open it up and you go, wow, there's hardly anything here, but I like everything. It's less overwhelming. It's much more relaxing. You open it up and say, wow, this is manageable, right? You're going to have to do laundry more often, but it's going to be fine because you'll feel you're wearing the right clothes that bring you the most joy. Your space is going to be much more minimal. And then you can swap them out for other clothes later on if you want. So it's kind of like you have this store that's just ready for you whenever you need it. So if you're feeling like going on a shopping binge, just pull out your tub and go, oh, I've already got loads of cool clothes here anyway, so I'm just going to swap them out. And by doing this, what will happen is that you'll feel better because you open your wardrobe and you'll see everything that you love. All the stuff that is pulling you down, the clothes that aren't high level, are out of the house. What a relief. And also, you know, bags and shoes and all the things related to clothes, jackets and everything else. You can also do this with jewelry and things like that. So you have the highest level stuff, you have space, and that one thing will be a big upgrade. Now, I'm going to share a lot of other things with you in another session, but starting with clothes is pretty easy to do because it's just one type of thing. You can grab it all, do it yourself, experience the difference, and then once you've done that, listen to the other session where we go through the other things. And your manifestation, your vibration will keep going up, 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 and up. So have fun, enjoy, and I'll talk to you in the next session. Much love.